Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the return, an event in September that will gather thousands of Christians to repent and cry out to God for awakening. And Jonathan Kahn is leading the charge. Stay tuned to hear more. The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is calling for a day of prayer and repentance in September, called The Return. The National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance on September 26, 2020, comes just 40 days before the presidential election and is on the 400th anniversary of the sailing of the Mayflower. Thousands of people are expected to gather to cry out to God for the United States at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Several influential Christian leaders will participate, including Dr. James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Anne Graham Lotz, Alveda King, Michelle Bachman, Marcus Lamb, Bishop Harry R. Jackson, and many more. In addition to the event at the National Mall, other gatherings of the Return will take place across the country in state capitals, churches, and homes. Jonathan Kahn, author of the recent book The Oracle, says this about it. I wrote in The Harbinger of the signs of judgment that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel, warning of calamity, that these same signs of warning have now appeared on American soil. The biblical template concerning judgment is that the nation so warned is given a space of time to return or to head for judgment and calamity. We are now in that window of time. But if America continues on its present course, that window will come to an end, and there will come a flood that will begin the end of religious freedom, even usher in persecution and seal America's fall. And if America falls, it will affect the entire world. End quote. Learn more about The Return at thereturnwebsite.org. Find out how you and your church can participate. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.